From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. You may have noticed at this summer's Olympics that world records in swimming have been falling as fast as, well, as a Michael Phelps flip turn. 8 world records have been broken so far, and the games are just a few days old. Most noteworthy was yesterday's stunning men's 4x100 relay race. The U.S. team smashed the world record by nearly 4 seconds. In fact, the top 5 teams in the race all broke the existing world record. And that record, by the way, had just been set about 14 hours before in Beijing. Former Olympian swimmer John Neighbor is no stranger to record setting. He broke 4 world records at the 1976 Olympics, and he's been watching these games with delight and awe.
I honestly believe that people reach the targets they aim for. I don't know, laughingly, maybe we ought to remeasure the dimensions of that pool. It might just be a little bit off. You never know.
Think something could be going on there?
No, not really. I'm confident that the facilities are all up to international standards. What is exciting to watch is the breadth of great performance.
Well, let's talk about some of the factors that are coming into play here with these amazing speeds. And one is, of course, the suit, the Speedo Laser Racer. And there's apparently no question that it's having an impact. Why don't you explain how that is? What's going on with the suit?
Well, I mean, I'm certain that the swimsuit manufacturers are doing their best to make a product that will help the swimmers as much as legally possible. The International Swimming Community does have rules that says the suit's not allowed to be buoyant, it's not allowed to be, you know, propelled or, you know, have any mechanical devices or whatever. So there's all sorts of regulations to try to level the playing field. And certainly since the new Speedo suits are available to any swimmer who wants one, it does level the playing field, but it certainly does make a mockery of the record books.
And the idea was it might be able to shave, these suits might be able to shave as much as 2% off your time.
And 2% in a swimming race is a significant amount of time. It's the equivalent of a full second in a 50-second race. And frankly, at the Olympic level, that's the difference between 16th and first.
Let's talk also about the design of the pool itself inside the cube in Beijing. It's deeper and it's wider, and everybody out there is saying it is a super fast pool.
I do believe that the depth of the water is probably the single most significant element of that pool. And the international rules require the water to be a minimum of 2 meters, and I believe this water is 3 meters deep, which is a full 50% deeper than any of the other Olympic pools in recent memory.
And why is that an advantage?
Well, when a swimmer moves through the water, they send shock waves down to the bottom of the pool, which bounce back in the form of turbulence. And the deeper the water, the harder it is for those waves to bounce and come all the way back again. And you just notice, as the swimmers move across the water, that it gets very still behind them very quickly. And the stiller the water, the less distance they have to cover, and the easier it is for them to do so, and they have more energy at the end of their races.
You know, a lot of times in sports, when we watch something and we say, wow, that's just unbelievable, well, it turns out it is unbelievable because there's something behind it like doping. Do you think there's anything suspicious going on here that would account for these unbelievable times that we're seeing?
It's very difficult for me to allege any accusations without any evidence. I will say that the number of nations having athletes in a wide variety of events and strokes and distances and depth who are approaching world record performance, it's not suspicious, but it is certainly noteworthy.
John Neighbor, you set 4 world records back at the 1976 Olympics in Montreal, and those records stood for a number of years, I think, right?
That's correct. My individual race records did last for 7 years. Records are made to be broken. Obviously, I enjoyed being a world record holder, but when you watch the Olympics, you want everybody to swim as well as they possibly can, and obviously they're focused on my records, and I was focused on the records of the swimmer before me.
Do you think the notion of holding a world record gets devalued somewhat? Is there a ho-hum factor now when they're so quickly broken?
To be honest with you, as an athlete, no, there's absolutely no diminution of the pride you feel when you've gone faster than any human on the planet has ever gone before.
Well, John Neighbor, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
That's U.S. Olympic swimming champion John Neighbor.